brought to you by PureGrainAudio.com. This is the Alloy Podcast. Welcome to the Alloy Podcast. He's Ben.
He's Matt.
And great show. Such a great show coming up for you.
It's going to be awesome.
We've got some brand new music from a ton of bands, including Vera Falls, Titan's Eve, For the Fallen Dreams, The Black Dahlia Murder, Job for a Cowboy, The Air I Breathe, Behemoth.
Brutal.
All kinds of stuff.
And all kinds
and tons of new CD and tour announcements.
Yes.
We've got an interview coming up with No Bragging Rights later in the show. That I did when they came through at Wasteland.
Nice. Speaking of Wasteland, they're playing, Proven's playing there tonight, but we couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Because we had to go to our sister's graduation.
Yes. That's with Volumes and Arsonist Get All the Girls as well.
Yes.
That's happening as we speak.
Right now.
Yep. Yeah. It's actually probably getting ready to end because we're doing this pretty late. But that's
okay. Pretty late for us, but that's all right. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Yep. Hey, have you ever had to shit so big your asshole tickles afterwards?
Yes.
Like it itches?
Yes. It, well, like kind of like when you hit the rumble strip on the highway.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes your butthole tickle. Yeah. And you're just like, oh, that kind of felt
weird.
Oh
my god.
In a neat way. But,
yeah.
Then but you, I mean, no, it wasn't neat. I'm not gay.
Yeah. And then you pull the weighting and put your thumb up your ass. You know, like Ryan Reynolds from the movie.
Yeah. Word.
Sometimes I feel squirrely to put my thumb up my ass, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that can you move that T-shirt right there? Because that's so distracting.
What oh.
The one my antagonist T-shirt.
The one with the naked girl on it?
With Sasha Gray's pussy just flashing me the whole time.
That's so awesome.
And I'm just staring right at it going, what were we doing? What happened? I started following. I found out Sasha Gray has a Twitter page.
Nice.
And I was like, have to go follow right now because I doubt she's just tweeting porn. But the hopes are one day.
I had a dumb question, but I figured it out.
Yeah.
It's okay. I was going to ask who's that, but judging by what you just said, she's a porn star.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So if anyone doesn't know, Antagonist is a metalcore band from L.A. that one of their shirt choices was they decided to put Sasha Gray nude on the shirt.
Yeah.
With Antagonist written across her ass and or vajayjay.
Or at least where her vajayjay would be if it wasn't covered up.
But it's not all the way covered up, dude. You can still see it there, and it's, like, distracting. It was really fucking my whole shit up. Seriously.
Yeah.
Anyway. What do we got coming up?
We got some CD releases.
Oh, yeah. We want to talk about Vera Falls, native to Oregon. They're from Portland, and they're on Blackheart Group now. I'm pretty sure if you're from Oregon, you already knew that.
Word.
But if you didn't, now you do.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to those guys. We worked with them, well, two of them, before,
yeah.
In their last band, Abandon the Shore. You can you can still find that online if you really dig through the Alloy archives a bit on iTunes.
Dude, I liked Abandon the Shore. I like Vera Falls, too. I like them.
Yeah, word. Well, we got some brand new stuff from them coming up.
Yes.
That CD, that EP just came out yesterday, which, if you're listening, we are recording this on the 8th of June.
Yes.
So it just came out yesterday, along with a lot of other stuff that we got. That we're playing tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
But we do have this is I'm so super stoked for this. A track from the brand new Black Dahlia Murder.
Yeah.
Doesn't even come out till the 28th of this month.
It's not even out yet. Fuck.
So dope, dude.
That's how we roll. How
we roll.
Bitches.
I'm also going to be giving some I'm going to be doing some self-whoring on the show tonight because
awesome.
I've done a couple reviews for some of the stuff we're playing tonight.
Self-whoring is always good to do.
Yeah, I want to make sure that if people want to read reviews that I've written, then they can do that.
Yeah.
So stay tuned later in the show. We'll give you all those updates. Right now, I think we're going to go straight into Vera Falls with Season Tickets to the Opera.
Run, live with all the words that I never said.
Welcome back.
What
you just heard was Becoming the Demon by Titans Eve. They are unsigned currently. They're out of Canada. And they hit me up and wanted me to play some stuff. So there you go.
Also, what you heard was me interrupting Matt.
That's also what happened.
It's totally true.
Which is kind of funny because it's usually the opposite.
Yeah.
Usually... I jabber a lot.
It's true. Well, I'm going to jammer a little bit right now.
All
right,
let's hear it.
And talk about why this show is late. It's because June 3rd was my birthday.
Oh, what
up,
son?
We had a birthday party in the Chrysler 300 limousine from my work.
That's right. We mobbed.
We drank tequila and whiskey and some hard tea. We got some bitch beer for the lady.
Yeah, word.
I say lady singular because she was from... I am no comment.
Never mind. There wasn't even a lady.
There was never a lady.
Yeah, that never happened.
No, it was my friend Danny. She came along. It was pretty cool. We had a good time. She's my AKA wife. She used to work at Hollywood Video. That's where we all know her from anyway.
Right.
We used to call her Vid Girl because she was a video girl. And, we had a good time. It was me, Matt, Danny, Andy. For those of you who don't know, that's my twin brother, Andy.
Yes.
And his father-in-law or uncle-in-law, whatever, Doug.
Which, just by the way, I'm going to put this
who is here. A creeper.
That guy's creep status for
yeah, that's
real.
That's creep-tastic.
Like, right he's there. Almost Gielish status.
I would have told him no, but, it's Andy's birthday, too.
Right, yeah.
Hey, Ben, you know that asshole thing?
Gielish.
I can help you with that.
Get back in the damn closet, because that was weird.
That happens to me all the time.
Wait, did you just offer to itch Ben's asshole? Is that what just happened? All right, that doesn't sound like you're itching much.
Okay, I'll go away now.
All right, yeah. Get back in the closet.
That guy's a creeper,
with,
dude.
With the Lady Gaga blow
that guy's, yeah, right?
Yeah. Ooh. Well, she's kind of half in, half out of the closet.
Yeah, that's...
That's kind of like I stacked her up against the closet, like to just lean there, and then she just kind of fell into the closet, and I left her there.
Yeah. No, what happened is we were recording one time, and then Gielish's hand just came out of the closet and kidnapped the Gaga doll.
It was a lot like, did you ever see the episode of Family Guy where Quagmire went for the shoe?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just like that.
It was just like that.
Yeah, that's what happened. And then he raped it.
Yes. So any other stuff about your birthday you want to get to?
I got really drunk. I don't remember a lot of it. Oh, Ben danced on stage.
That happened.
I wore a little Chippendale outfit. It's already on Facebook, actually. I believe you commented on it, Matt.
Yes. You can go find it on Facebook if you look around enough.
Dude, I got something to tell you about that, by the way.
Uh-oh.
A different dancer got a video of it, an even better view, like of the entire dance, the whole thing.
Was that Mika?
No, that was...
Because Mika's got video of it, too.
Yes, she does. She's got three, actually.
She did the whole damn thing.
Yep, and this dancer doesn't work there anymore. Her name's Ocean, but was. And she burnt me a disc. With the video on. I found this out today.
Oh.
She just said, Ben, this is from your birthday. Didn't tell me what it was. I went home so that way Mark and Caitlin could put it on their computer and I could see what it is.
Oh, good.
So Mark and Caitlin got to see me all drunk and fucked up dance on the pole.
So we're going to give a quick shout to Lacey because I think it's very appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give a shout to Lacey from Monday with a Bullet because Ben did a very similar dance for her birthday a while back.
Yes, on her 21st at... She's pretty badass.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
I figured that was appropriate because what do guys do on their 21st? Get a lap dance.
Absolutely.
So what should I get her for her 21st? A lap dance.
Absolutely. Totally. All right, we're gonna move on a little bit. We're gonna crunch for time.
Yeah.
You ready for a text from last night?
Let's do it.
All right, I'll start because mine's already pulled up.
Okay.
All right, now I am following text from last night on Twitter, so that's where I'm gonna be reading from.
And I'm doing it from my mobile app.
All right, so here we go. I put the extra pregnancy test in my box of sex toys as a reminder that my actions have consequences. That was pretty good. That's a responsible text from last night.
That's a good one. I'm having a staring contest with a raccoon. Where the hell are you? He's winning.
What? All right. I think anybody can relate to this one, so I like this one a lot. Just found a bag of Oreos in my purse labeled, quote, emergency, unquote.
This one's going to be appropriate, given where I work. We need to get some sombreros so I can give them to strippers.
That works great for you.
I know, right? Oh, horrible.
All right, here's another good one that goes for you, that will work for you.
Oh, great.
How many past hookups can I invite to go bar hopping with me on my birthday before it becomes a bad idea?
Oh, you... All right, here's a good one to some of the nerds out there. I fell asleep to him stroking my ass, calling it his precious.
All right, and I think I'm going to get the last one,
Go for
All right, since the holiday weekend just passed a little bit ago.
Yeah.
Just puked up hair, tacos, and vodka. Hello, Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, awesome.
All right, and that's text from last night.
Ugh, love text
from last night. We are not sponsored by text from last night, but we would love to be sponsored by text from last night.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I think we're going to get back into some music because we've been going a little long.
Yep, music.
All right, so here's brand new For the Fallen Dreams, The Big Empty Metal.
Sounds and signs before. Do you know what it says?
You just heard Moonlight Equilibrium, the new Black Dahlia Murder. That's not even out yet.
Yeah, it's on Ritual, the album Ritual.
Totally.
Comes out the 28th of June.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard the whole thing.
Nice.
And it's fucking sick, dude.
I'm going to hear the whole thing here shortly.
Yeah, so, yeah. Ben's got a copy that he's stoked on, yep, and totally. I'm very stoked on it. I'm going to be writing a review for it, I think, next week on my blog.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, right. Yeah.
Hells yeah.
So, all right, we did text for last night.
Yep, we got some CD releases to push.
We got some CD releases to push. We're going to do that real quick, actually.
Some For the Fallen Dreams.
Yeah,
we
just played them, The Big Empty.
Yeah,
right. Off of the album Backburner.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and that just came out last week.
Love For the Fallen Dreams. Love those guys.
And it's a great record.
Yeah.
It really is. Vera Falls just came out 2 days ago. Yesterday, whatever it is. Black Dahlia Murder is not out yet, but it's coming soon.
Yep.
Also, coming up later in the show, because... I mean, I don't see why we don't talk about all of them while we're talking about some of them, right?
Right.
Job for a Cowboy.
Yeah.
Just came out with their Gloom EP.
Right on.
Came out last week. It came out 2 days ago.
Okay.
The reason I said it came out last week is because last week I put a review up for it on my blog.
Nice.
So if you're interested in my blog and going and checking that out, you can go to alloymat.tumblr.com. That's T-U-M-B-L-R.
Right.
Skip the E. So.
Totally.
Alloymat.tumblr.com. Head over there. Check it out. Also just came out, The Air I Breathe. We're going to be playing them later in the show.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they're pretty sick.
Love those guys.
You know what? Let's delve into them a little bit. Because,
yeah, I'm down.
I've been listening. I haven't gotten all the way through. Well, I've gotten all the way through the disc once, but I like to get through it a few times before I do a review.
To get a good, real impression.
Right. Well, because the first time you just hear the stuff that stands out.
Right.
You know, the next, you've got to listen to it a couple more times to get the
you got to get to know it.
Yeah, the nuances of the record and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, that I'm going to be putting up a review for that next week. Although, good friend of ours, Brandon, runs a blog called Blast Beats and Breakdowns. Nice. Over on Tumblr.
Right on.
And he's got a review up for that record right now. So you can head over there and check it out.
Yeah, go check that out too.
Let's see. Did I say the name of that record?
Gloom?
Oh, no, that was The Job for a Cowboy. Okay, yeah, The Air I Breathe is called Great Faith and Fools.
Okay, yeah.
And then the other new song that we got is not really new. It's kind of new. It's a re-release.
Kind of new? Okay.
So, I mean, any Behemoth fan knows the song Slaves Shall Serve.
Yes.
There's a lot of S's there.
Yep.
It trips me up a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's being re-released as part of their EP package.
We also have our cover of the week coming for you. We haven't played that yet.
Dude, that's for Bullet Tooth.
No, I thought that was for this show.
No, we're going to do that for Bullet Tooth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're...
All right, my bad.
We don't have a cover of the week.
We don't have a cover. I thought... What's our not? We have a not so metal song.
Yeah, we have a not metal song.
Have a not so metal.
Yeah, but we're gonna that also is brand new and not out yet.
Right.
But I will give you some information about that. Actually, how much time do we have left? Oh, we got time. We'll do it right now.
Okay.
So this next group is on tour or going on tour shortly.
Right.
With Kesha.
Which you regular listeners know what that means to us.
Yeah, I'm a big Kesha fan. Have been for a while.
I'm a pretty big fan myself because she has a song called Fucking Me's a DJ, and I'm a DJ.
Which, by the way, I don't know what girl at the club was wearing the shirt, but there was a girl that made a shirt for
on
your birthday.
Yep.
That said, fuck him, he's my DJ.
Yes.
And that was pretty legit.
Yeah, that was Aria. She's a minor. She's pretty cool.
Yeah, how much of a minor are we talking here?
She's 20.
Oh, okay. I was like...
Well, you gotta be at least 18.
Well, yeah, but, you know, some people are good at pretending. Yeah,
hiding it.
To be 18 when they're 14 or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Nope, she's 20.
Yeah, so that was a legit shirt, is all I'm saying.
Yeah,
it got a little off topic.
It says, Happy Birthday, Bean. She calls me Bean. That's my nickname. And then on the back, it said, Fuck him, he's my DJ. That was pretty legit.
That's pretty sweet.
Yep.
Pretty awesome.
All right, moving on.
All right, moving on. So, Kesha is going on tour, and this next group... is opening for her.
Nice.
And I'm going to tease the video a little bit. Everyone, go check out the video, because the video is the two members of the group. Okay. They wake up in a hospital, mm-hmm. and it's like a 28 days later kind of situation, shit. Right?
Nice.
So there's like, they walk out of the hospital, there's nobody in the streets.
Right.
Except one guy dancing like a Tool.
Okay.
Right?
So he dances like me.
One guy that dances like Ben. Only without the special getup that he had on the other night.
Yeah.
So they go out there, and they realize that all these people are zombies for music. Some music starts playing, a bunch of people just come out and fill the street, and they're all dancing, right?
Right.
And they're all doing the shuffle.
Okay.
And so they're essentially saying that they are zombies for the music.
Okay.
And there's no more appropriate song in the world than for this song, because this song will get in your head and live there.
It will. It's moving into your ears right now.
Yeah, you guys are going to hear it, and you'll never be able to. You're going to rewind the show and play it a couple more times.
It's true.
So with all that buildup, here's Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO. Enjoy.
Party Rock! Yeah. Party Rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time.
Yeah.
And we gon' make you lose your mind.
Woo.
Everybody just have a good time.
Clap.
Party Rock is in the house tonight.
Oh.
Everybody just have a good time.
I can feel it.
And we gon' make you lose your mind.
Yeah.
We just wanna see you
shake that.
Girl, she on my jock, huh? Now stop when we in the spot. Booty moving weight like she on the block.
Woo!
With a drink, I got to know. Top jeans tattoo, cause I'm rock, rock. Half black, half white, domino. Gang of money, open up.
Yo, I'm running through these halls like Drano. I got that devilish flow. Rock and roll, no halo. We party rock. Yeah, that's the crew that I'm repping. On a rise to the top, no letting our Zeppelin.
Hey,
party rock is in the house.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Fast and be the first girl to make me throw this cash. We get money, don't be mad. Now stop, hating is bad.
One more shot for us,
another round.
Please fill up my cup,
don't mess around.
We just want to see
you shake it down.
Now you home with me,
you're naked now.
Get up, get down, put your hands up to the sun. Get up, get down, put your hands up to the sun. Get up, get down, put your hands up to the sun.
Woo!
Put your hands up to the sun. Put your hands up to the
Let's
sun.
Go.
Put your
yeah.
All right. So you just heard Job for a Cowboy's new tune, Misery Reformatory. And I think it's awesome that I followed LMFAO with Job for a Cowboy.
That's so bad. I've seen Job for a Cowboy, actually.
Yeah, didn't you go to Gigantor or something
yes,
like that?
Yes, that was when Job for a Cowboy first came out.
Yeah, yeah. It was their first record,
mm-hmm.
the record that everyone considered a little more metal, or deathcore, yeah. rather than death metal.
Yeah, I went and saw them at Gigantor. It was badass. I went to Gigantor for three bands, and that wasn't the headliner. The headliner was Megadeth. I was there for Job for a Cowboy, Children of Bodom, and In Flames.
In Flames.
Owned it. I think they stole the show, honestly.
New record coming out so soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I should be getting a copy pretty soon. I'm mega stoked on it. The homeboy Tim Binder over at Century Media Podcast is hooking a nigga up, if you will, with some new In Flames. And I can't remember what else I asked for now. I'll have to check later. Anyway. So, yeah. That was the new Job for a Cowboy. What did you think? Anybody out there?
I dig it.
Tell us. Write us. Comment on the website. Do whatever.
Totally.
Let's see. What else do we have to talk about?
I think that's it.
Some shows coming up. I think we already told everyone about those, though. The new the Affiant show that's coming up. 15th. It's going to be dope. Can't wait for that. The Nightshade show coming up on the 21st.
Yep.
The Homeboys, Dust's Embrace, have a CD release show in Salem on the 24th of this month at the Ike Box. And then also on the 21st of next month, they're doing a Portland CD release. And that's going to be at Brank's.
Okay.
All right, so I guess that's the important shows that's coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, the 18th of this month, Dust is playing in Portland, too. Headbanging for Hope, they're headlining.
Right on.
It's something like 58,000 bands. I don't know. It's a lot of bands.
Holy shit.
Like, it starts at 1 in the afternoon
and
finishes at 1 in the morning.
Nice.
That's like a legit
festival. It's a legit show.
Festival. Smooch Knob is playing, too, which
nice.
I'm not a big fan, but they always bring mostly naked girls. So that I'm a big fan of.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, word.
Right on.
That should be good times.
Totally.
All right, so we were just talking about, while we were off air, Ben and I were listening to the Bunny the Bear tune. What's it called? Ocean Floor.
Right.
You can check it out on their Facebook page. And it's a little different from their older stuff. Their older stuff, which we're going to be playing some of their older stuff towards the end of the show. And it's a little different. It's got kind of this kind of ravey poppy sound, but like their older stuff was kind of nerdy in the sense that it had like a lot of Nintendo sound.
Yeah, it was more nerdy and it was darker in a nerdy way.
I think
the older stuff was.
Yeah, I can get behind that. Or
nerdy in a darker way. What something like that.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
But I like the kind of nerdcore aspect.
You know what
I mean?
Totally.
I've always been a fan of that kind of stuff. Even the nerdcore hip hop like MC Frontalot and MC Chris.
Totally.
I don't know why we haven't played those guys on the show before.
We should. We're going to next week.
Yeah, next week we'll get some Frontalot or some Chris on for you.
Totally.
excuse me. Let's see. Anything else?
I'm good.
Okay, so, all right, well, you know what? Let's just go right back into it. This is What It's Worth by The Air I Breathe. Brand new album, Great Faith in Fools, just came out on Rise Records.
Totally.
Go check it out, and we'll be right back.
How does it feel to know that everything you want is ours? You never had it, and you know you never will. Yeah.
right, welcome back to the show. All right, you just heard What It's Worth by The Air I Breathe and Slaves Shall Serve by Behemoth. I kind of stumbled over that song name earlier because there's a lot of S's there. But that Behemoth tune is off the brand new Abyssum Invocat on Metal Blade Records. It is a re-release for them. They released a couple of EPs very early on in their career that went out of print and people have been trying to find for a long time. So if you're one of those Behemoth fans that needs to have those, it's a great album. You got tons of new live tracks. There's a cover by Venom. There's a Venom cover on there of Welcome to Hell. It's a great tune. Go check that out. And Ben had to step out for a minute, so I guess we're going to dive right into this this interview that I did with No Bragging Rights. So here you go.
Right on. Well, this is Matt with Alloy Podcast, hanging out with No Bragging Rights. Guys, you want to make some noise for me?
Yeah! Tits.
And guest tits from Sam. Across the sun.
Across the sun.
All right, so how long has this tour been going now?
Too long.
A week?
Too long.
Close to 2 weeks, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, about 2 weeks.
We started on the 6th. Actually, we just had like a one-off in Midland. And then the tour actually started in San Antonio on the 8th.
Where are we at today?
And today's the 17th. So,
We're about 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Right on. Has it been good so far? Been good to you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's been great.
It's been definitely one of the better tours we've done in the past couple of years. We've had a little bit of bad luck, but overall the draws have been really well. Really good. And by far.
This is a really good turnout for this venue. I know I come here a lot, and like I've seen tons of like Arsonists get all the girls played for 15 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, the turnout's good because everyone here's in a band.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. There's like 15 bands on the bill.
Yeah. Times that by five. That's how many people we got in there right now.
Right on. So, any standout moments on the tour so far?
A couple, actually. We had our alternator go out in our van on the way from Texas to New Mexico.
That's always awesome.
We had an amazing hometown show, our CD release show. Most intense show we've ever had, I think.
Yeah, one of the chain reaction.
And
blue tire on the van.
Yeah, blue tire on the van. And we're almost out of merch, and we don't know what we're going to do for the next, like, 4 days. But other than that, yeah, things are going really well.
On the upside, Rick smells great.
That's usually
always good. That's
we shower
today. He smells pleasant.
On another upside, this is the first week of our release of Illuminator, which we're really excited about to put in people's hands. And we're, like, really stoked on the final product, and we really think that we've matured musically, and this release is definitely gonna like push us to the next level, and like I'm really excited to like personally hand this off to like each individual fan.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you guys came highly recommended to me from the Across the Sun guys, so
we paid them to do
that. Yeah. They're putting up tweets about you guys, and that was paid by you guys all along.
Every
time right on. I know the hot topic here in Salem is really pushing the No Bragging Rights. I've been in there a couple times since it's came out, and every time someone walks over to the CD booth, the little listening station they have there, someone behind the counter is going, "Get the No Bragging Rights."
Wow.
So,
really?
Yeah,
we need to stop by the Salem store and see what's up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's really good. Yeah, this is our last release. It was only regional Hot Topics, and this one is nationwide. So this is the first time that we've had like a nationwide release, which is physical copies that everybody can get everywhere. And it's also cool because we're on the listening station, which a lot of bands don't get to have. So like we're really stoked on that.
Right on. Good.
And the fact that the people are pushing it. I think as a band, we've probably been to more Hot Topics throughout the country than any other band. I'd put money on it because we've done. Tours that where dates have followed through, and we've just booked a bunch of Hot Topic in-store acoustic shows, like for the days that we had off, and made gas money by doing that. So we have a lot of people out there that work at Hot Topics that are rooting for us, I think.
Yeah, right on. Good. So I guess getting to just random questions we like to ask everybody. What was the best show you saw that you thought was going to be lame as hell?
Like another, like another tour or our tour?
Like of any shows you've ever been to.
Ventura Plan or
a good best show.
We thought it was going to be lame and it was awesome.
Or vice versa?
Or vice versa. Like,
that yeah, both. We're going to go both directions at some point. So That you thought was going to be really lame but turned out to be awesome. Like, I'll give you an example. Mine is, this is really fairly embarrassing. I saw Aaron Tippin at a casino here in Oregon, and that was actually a really impressive show. He's a hell of a show, man.
Nice. Okay.
I would say probably recently the show that we didn't expect to be awesome would be Bakersfield, which was the other day. It turned out to be freaking rad. Like, a ton of people came out. Like, we've never played a good show in Bakersfield, but all of a sudden, like, 2 days ago, it was awesome, you know, compared to one of the top shows of the tour. And then vice versa, maybe, like, sometimes we'll play, like, in Southern California, we think a lot of people are going to come out, and then nobody comes out, and we're like, oh, weird. So, or but I would say Slidebar. We played Slidebar. And then, like, for some reason, it's a free show, and, like, nobody came. We're like, what the heck? So, I don't know.
Weird moments at all.
It happens.
So.
Right on. Well, what kind of got you guys going in the metal direction? Like, was there a specific moment you were listening to something and
they toured with Across the Sun?
That was it. That was it. All right.
Oh, ask
us. No, we did, but that had nothing to do with our metal. In fact, if anything, that drove us away from.
Yeah.
That made you guys less metal.
Less power.
It drove them away from metal, but it drove Rick into my arms.
You can't have both.
Right.
You can't have both.
I think as far as influence, like, I don't know, some of the riffs that I come up with, like. When I first started getting into, like, heavy music, it was bands like Thrice and freaking As I Lay Dying was, like monumental in my guitar playing. So, like, I don't know. I remember, like, locking myself in my room and learning those albums on guitar.
I think our new stuff has gone in, like, a more hardcore direction.
Yeah.
Like, post to metal.
Yeah.
Like, we've somebody over here saying, like, it's not like our riffs and all the things. It's not as riffy as our last album was, and this is just a little more straightforward.
Yeah, just more in your face, I guess. It's more feel. Lots of influence from, like, bands like Stick to Your Guns to, like, It Goes Inside, and, like, It's Riff on the Path, and, I don't know, just, like, you know, lots of good, like, pretty in-your-face bands that just get the point across.
It's from our last album. We had people say that, you know, or request that, you know, you guys should make your parts, the heavy parts heavier, your fast parts faster, catchy parts catchier. And so, you know, like, we're like, all right, well, you know, like, we'd get comments like that and thought about it, and I think it really hit home. And, like, that's mainly what we focused on. We wanted to, like, basically, was this going to be a heavy part? All right, well, let's make it fucking heavy. Now, if it's going to be a catchy part, it's going to be, let's make it fucking catchy. So, that was the mindset behind the writing of the album, you know? But it was along with all the other influences that we picked up since the last album.
So. Mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of bands that write incessantly. They never seem to stop. Are you guys one of those bands? Are you still writing now?
No. Not really. Like, I think writing takes a big toll on all of us. So, and we procrastinate when it comes to doing it. We're not lazy by any means. We actually wrote all through last year, just because we had two new songs to record and demo and shop with, which one ended up going on the Atticus compilation, the other one ended up going on the Warped Tour compilation. They were just meant to be demos that were shopped, but we got it in the right hands. So. And then we had to write for the new album. So, I mean, we took off a couple months to do that and ended up, like, jam-packing it all into, like, the last bit of time that we had.
What's that?
I thought that was you.
No, is that a ghost?
What happened? I missed something. Oh, right on.
I was trying to time it out right.
It's like when someone was talking loud.
On the pause.
That's something I think that's kind of... worked for us as far as, like, when we're, like, our big problem has always been, like, we're everywhere and, like, genres, like, we're always pulling back from everything we like, and I think that giving ourselves like a certain time in writing, you know, you kind of get in a groove and you kind of start, like the songs kind of are more cohesive, and it's a similar, like the sound that we're going for, like we're able to keep putting out something along the lines, because we're usually like all over the map, which I'm sure some people liked, but
yeah, over the years, depending on what you may have heard from us, you may have a complete different opinion on what kind of band we are, you know, just because we had songs on our old, or, you know, our old material that were just straight up pop punk, and some of them that were just like, some were this straight up metal, and some were like hardcore, and some were like screamo, and it was just kind of all over the place. I think we did that at the time because we felt that we could fit in anywhere by doing that, but it was kind of the opposite. Like, you didn't know where to put us, and we didn't really fit in with anybody in one kind of show. So that's when we decided to kind of take the direction that we've taken with the new stuff.
Okay, so on that note then, I know there's bands out there that will straight up not listen to anything metal or metal related while they're writing, because they feel like, well, then I'm going to end up sounding too much like this band or whatever the case is. It, like, I know guys that listen to nothing but like pop music and trance while they're writing, you know. So is that kind of where you guys are at, like, or do you like having that outside influence?
Because like we all listen to like a lot of different music. Like me personally, like when I'm at home trying to like come up with like an idea or like a structure of a song, like I listen to anything from, like, the Ghost Inside record came out, and I was, like, just amazed by that. I love that record, but, like, at the same time, I was listening to, you know, my normal, like, Comeback Kid and For Today, and then I, like, listen to pop stuff for, like, just song structure, like, The Rugged Summer and The Cab, which are, like, bands that you wouldn't guess that I listen to, but I listen to them because they know how to write a song, and as much as, like, we want to do fast, fast, heavy, heavy, catchy, catchy, like, we also want to make it a song, like, just not a bunch of parts. I think that's kind of what we did on our last release, Consequence of Dreams, where, like, it was kind of glued together, and this was just, like, the music was kind of more fluid, I guess.
Like, for me, like, lyrically, like, when it came close to like when we started finishing our music and getting ready to put, like, you know, vocals and stuff and Lemmy lyrics on it, just to get myself like back in the whole writing mode, I listened to like Eminem, Rage's Machine, and Propaganda. Like, they were like, those are like the three bands that I'd like go through, because they're all very, you know, Eminem is, you know, whatever, like, awesome lyricist. Rage's Machine, because like, he's so, you know, angry and passionate about
in
things.
Your face.
Yeah, and then Propaganda was another band that just for me, like, lyrically, like, it's he has just such weird like patterns, and a lot of his, you know, he doesn't really rhyme a lot of the stuff he says, just flows, and I like that. And with that, I teamed up with Rick, and Rick was more of like help, like, me harness, because like, I'm very wordy, like. And so with Rick, like, it was the first time we sat down and wrote together, and, you know, we were able to, you know, make lines that didn't need a better way to phrase a line. Kind of like how I'm over-explaining, like, everything right now. So, go ahead, Rick, supposed to help me out.
And going back to, like, the whole not listening to the music in your genre that you're recording in, I don't know, we take ideas from every band that we enjoy and we like and we see, and I think we all feel like nothing that we're going to do has not been done before in some way, shape, or form or another, you know. Like, there's things that are definitely overdone that we want to stay away from, there's cliche things that we're like, you know, let's not do that. But like, as far as like the stuff that we write, like, if you like it, why not do it, you know? It's all about this, like, it's all about making music that's, you know, like, means something to you, and being, you know, being passionate about what you do, and like, it's not about like not doing what every other band does, or not doing, you know, or doing what every other band does. It's about doing what you like. So if you like something, do it.
Make something you can enjoy before anyone else.
I mean, and also we put our own spin on a lot of things, you know, like, we're like, well, we like that, but we feel like we can improve it by doing this, and, you know, whether you think so or not, like, we liked it, so.
Yeah, right on. All right, well, I think that's all I need, guys. Cool. Thank you so much, guys.
All right, that was the No Bragging Rights interview that I did at Wasteland. It was a little while back, but the reason we're running it now is because they're actually going to be coming through Oregon very soon. The 14th, they're playing in Klamath Falls. You can go check that out. Should be a dope show. It's the Mosh It Up Tour, sponsored by Is Anyone Up, I believe. Really? Is Anyone Up? Yeah, yeah, it's sponsored by Is Anyone Up. So you can head over to No Bragging Rights, check out their Facebook page. They've got all the dates up there. And now I think I'm going to go into some music, and that's the end. So here is Death of an Era by No Bragging Rights, followed by April 11th by the Bunny the Bear. Before I forget, I want to send a shout to the homie Tim Binder over at the Century Media Podcast. I listen every month. Big fan of the show. And the homies over at Metal Speak Podcast. Keep up the good work, guys. And keep cranking out great podcasts. You guys should go check them out. Look them up on iTunes. They're there.
Yeah!
encourage our listeners to get a hold of us in a variety of forms. You can head over to alloypodcast.com or puregrainaudio.com/alloy. Leave a comment for us on the website. You can always leave a comment on iTunes. You can email us, alloypodcast@yahoo.com. Search for Alloy Podcast on Facebook. Or you can find us on Twitter @alloypodcast.